Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Gail Richardson up Audubon Way. Good morning to you, Gail.
Well, hi, LaVon.
Gail, of course, Operation T-Bone is going on and lots of special things have been put together for Operation T-Bone. And I understand one of them, and maybe lasting longer than Operation T-Bone, is an antique doll display at the library.
That's right. We've got a collection of Alice Swenson's dolls that she collected over several years, and the library had acquired the collection in 2001 when Alice suddenly passed away, and the library was lucky to acquire it from her family.
And they, I'm guessing one of the reasons they did that is that they feel like this is a safe environment for those dolls and that people can enjoy them.
Well, it is. You know, we can at least protect them with environmental kinds of conditions, which is much better than what was in Alice's own
yes,
home
on the somebody's farm. Attic or whatever. Yes.
That's right.
Okay. So let's talk about some of those dolls. I'm sure a lot of people don't realize what kind of collection Alice had.
Well, Alice collected really neat historical dolls. Some are pretty, but she didn't collect them for how they looked. She collected them for their historical background. And there's quite a variety. She has a Kathy Cruz doll. That's a German doll that is circa 1920. We have a couple Lancy Italian felt dolls that are just really cute. They have little pressed faces. They're about probably about 1920, 1930. We have a wooden Schoenhut doll, a WPA doll, you know, the Works Project Administration doll that was done during the Depression.
Are there any Raggedy Ann or Andy? I mean, those originals?
You know, we don't.
Okay. Well,
we
just
probably need one of those, but she didn't have one.
Uh-huh.
The one cloth doll she did have is an Amish doll, and that one's really cute because the Amish don't believe in graven images, so there's no facial expression on the front of the doll. But if you lift her little bonnet up in the back, it has two little eyes and a mouth that some child has drawn on the back.
What fun. And I'm assuming you mentioned a couple of these are cloth, but are there, you know, when I see the Antiques Roadshow, there's some bisque, there's some porcelain.
We
there's
quite a few of the bisque dolls. There are a lot of different. Kessner is one, Jumeau's, a lot of the French and German. There's just a good variety of those.
And I'm guessing, Gail, you have some descriptions with these. This isn't just a doll you look at and say, oh, you have some information about them.
Yeah, we do. We do. And I do give programs on the dolls also. So, you know, if you make arrangements with us ahead of time, we do charge a small fee when we do the program, you know, just because it requires staff time. But we're sure willing and able to do that.
Okay, that's a good thing to know. And when you say you'll do programs, do you do those outside the library, or do people have to come to the library
you know,
for those?
Usually they're in the library.
Yeah,
just because to transport the dolls would be really hard on them.
Yes.
And actually, when we did purchase her collection, we had to be real careful as we brought the dolls to the library. In fact, the best thing for packaging and protecting them was to put disposable diapers on each of their little heads, and they really worked well to protect them.
Interesting what you learn in different situations.
There is, and I've learned a lot about these dolls.
I bet you have, yes. And are you wanting to add to your doll collection?
Well, we always could. There have been a couple things that we did add. Alice had given as a bequest a Shirley Temple doll to one of the family members. So we did acquire a Shirley Temple, and then there was a Bilo baby that a granddaughter had asked for, and we had Judy Sutcliffe had purchased and donated a doll to replace that one that was absent from the collection then.
Okay, now we're talking about this being at the library, but if we say it correctly, it's at the Cultural Center.
Right, the main level of the 1912 Carnegie Library is considered the Cultural Center. Okay. And it isn't open all the time. It's open by appointment. And, you know, if you happen to drop by, there might be an opportunity to go up and see the collection. It just depends on how we're staffed at that particular time.
But so during Operation T-Bone, you're open?
During Operation T-Bone, we're going to be open from 11 to 3, and it's a really good opportunity for people who want to see the Dow collection to see it.
And that's on Saturday?
And that's on Saturday,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. So that would be a special time. And, of course, there are lots of other events going on Saturday. You can go to the parade. You can see the talent show.
Well, and everything around the city park. Yes. And the library location's in a good place to catch all the action.
Right. Now, are there some other exhibits at the Cultural Center?
We have a collection of Dr. Sutcliffe's wood carvings. And then we were real lucky to receive a collection of items from Captain Stewart, his particular family, from Stewart Harris, who is a great-grandson, I believe, of Captain Stewart. And if people are familiar, Captain Stewart is who the town of Stewart's named for. His wife, Lois, built this three-story brick, you know, we call it a mansion here in Audubon. And so anyway, Stewart Harris is the last of his line, and he just felt it was really important to donate some of these Stewart family items to the library, and they include pictures of Captain Stewart's parents, some silver, silver 25th wedding anniversary things that Captain Stewart and his wife Lois received. And it's just, I think, very interesting to be able to have some items that actually belong to the family.
Mm-hmm. And you have that family connection there with Audubon. We're visiting with Gail Richardson of the Audubon Library and Cultural Center. Gail, you mentioned that people could set up a time to come see the doll exhibit, but during the year you've done some other kinds of programs, sometimes individual, sometimes series, there at the library.
Oh, we have. We usually get two speakers during the year from the Iowa Humanities Program, and then Rhonda Weber is our Cultural Center coordinator, and she's the one that lines up programs, and we've tried to have approximately two programs a month, and it's been anything from Peter Fletcher, who's an acoustic guitarist. He's been here a couple times. You know, it's other kinds of speaking, kinds of programs, historical, just a good variety of things we try to provide for the public.
Sure. And you try to get that word out so people, of course, from all over can attend. It's not just for the folks in Audubon.
That's right. And we hope that as many people as can attend these programs, because we don't charge for the programs at all. They're provided to the community and anyone interested.
Okay. Now, if you want to see the antique doll display, a special time would be this coming Saturday from
11 to 3
at the Cultural Center, which is attached to the Audubon Public Library in the town square. And at the same time, you can get in on a whole bunch of other stuff related to Operation T-Bone, including food.
That's right. That's always important.
It is important. We want to thank you very much, Gail Richardson, for visiting with us and kind of bringing us up to date on your antique doll display.
Thank you.
So next time, here's the thought. No act of kindness, however small, is ever wasted.